Okay, let's begin our discussion of Menachas Daf Memtes, Nuntes, Menachas Daf Nuntes, and we are on Nuntes Mena Aleph. We're up to the Mishnah as we continue here in Perek Kol Menachos Bo'os Matzah. And we have more rules and regulations about Menachas. Yesh Te'unos Shemen V'Lavona. Some Menachas require oil and Lavona. Shemen velo lavona, lavona velo shemen, lo lavona velo shemen. So four types of carbonous mincha. Some that need both shemen and lavona, some that need neither, some that need one, and some that need the other. And the bishop is going to list off which need which. There is a discussion in the Mefarshim. There's a Rashba back on Daf Chaf. Again, the Chiddushi Rashba that's quoted in the Asifa Sakenim, but when we look at a carbon mincha, what is the definition of a carbon mincha? We know there's flour, we know there's oil, we know there's lavona. So what exactly is the definition and the chilik, and how do we look at it? Right. So that's a question that the Achronim pick up on. How do we look at it? And part of it might be relates definitely to this Mishnah, meaning Pashas, we might say that the flour and the oil, that's the real ikar of the mincha. That's what's mixed together. The lavona is just put on top of it. And there's a halacha that you need it, but seems like just the simple instinct that we might say is that it's more of a t'nai, right? It's not the part of the definition, right? And that's what the Rashbi Shantz also writes in his commentary on Toas Kohanim, Shechilik b'yiso dino chovas ha-shemen mi-chovas ha-lavona, she-shemen hi chelek mi-guf ha-mincha, she-ha-mincha hi ha-soles v'ha-shemen, aval ha-lavona ain chelek mi-guf ha-mincha, ela she-havos ha-mincha mi-chayeves ha-vos ha-lavona. But it's not exactly part of the ikar of the mincha. And this could explain also the fact that we know that if somebody brings us more than the regular amount of flour, then one has to add on an amount of oil, right? The idea of Rabbi Zeira and call a royal abila, it has to be royal abila. Maybe mincha shal shishim esronim, maybe shishim lugi shemen. If you bring 60 esronim, you need 60 lug of shemen, lug l'kol isaron. But regarding the chovas havas halavona, so the miut in the medrash is, even to a mincha of kama esronim, you bring one kometz lavona echad. That's all one has to bring, right? The Menchas Chinuch wonders that if somebody, in Kuftez Zion, that if somebody brings a Komitz, somebody has to bring a Komitz Lavoda, L'chol Yisur and Solas. That's the Befeirish against the Torah's Kohen, and the Mikdash David points that out. But either way, says the Rashbi Shantz, what's the Chilik? Why only one Lavona? Because Lavona is just a din, you have to bring it with, but it's not part of the Chiyuv, right? That's the Chilik. The Mincha, the Shemen, is part of the definition of the mincha, and that's why it's connected to kol yisaron v'yisaron, you need a lug. But the lavona is just a din of bringing a lavona. It's not miguf ha-mincha, and that would explain that chilek. Okay, so now when we have this mishnah that talks about some have it, some don't, so that definitely relates. Certain menachas, let's say that has an isser of bringing shemen or lavona, that obviously would have a different definition. Shemen is not part of it, it would post it would aser. Okay, but these are the four categories. So what are in these categories? The Elu Tuuno Shema Lavona, which carbonous mincha needs Shema Lavona. So those are the classic ones that are mentioned in Parshas Vayikra. Minchas HaSoles, the ones that have if somebody is no dave to bring a mincha soles, or a mincha mincha, they have to bring a mincha of soles, right? And that's where Rashi points out in the second line, Dafka, by that one, that's where it says Shema and Lavona Beferish. And then we learn all the other ones from that. Ubedi deig siv shemen v'lavona. B'kol hanachachrini lo ksiv lavona. Ela mimincha solas gamrinan. Dechsiv ba nefesh. Because it says nefesh. We'll get to this with Hashem. Let's just mention it now. Umashma dekol minchas yachid tuna shemen v'lavona. That's where it says nefesh. So we extend it from there. So the minchas asoles, v'hamachavas, v'hamarcheshes, the different types of pans that the minchas are made in, v'hachalos v'harakikin. Right, those are two types of ma'afeh. If somebody says, Hare alai minchas ma'afeh, I hereby accept to bring a minchas ma'afeh, he has to bring one or the other. Either the chalos or the rakikin, the loaves or the wafers, as they are translated. Right, and these are called two in the Mishnah because you have to bring one or the other. Right, as Rashi says, Iboy chalos maisi, Iboy rakikin maisi. So those are the five that are mentioned. Soles, minchas marcheshes, chalos, and rakikin. Minchas kohanim, Mincha of a Kohen, which we know is totally burned on the Mizbeach. Minchas Kohen Mashiach, as we discussed at length in the end of the previous Perek, Daf Nun, Nun Aleph, Nun Beis, the last couple of Daf in Perek Atchelos, is all about the Minchas Chavitin, the Minchas Kohen Gadol, Minchas Oved Kochavin, the Mincha of a non-Jew, Minchas Nashim, the Mincha of a woman, Minchas HaOmer, period. all of those, I'm sorry, Minchas Rashi, Minchas Haomer, Minchas, period. We'll stop that. So all of those need Shemen and Lavona, period, after Minchas Haomer, even though the Minchas Haomer is different than all the others. That is a carpet Sibur, but it also needs Shemen and Lavona. Why are is Nashim mentioned here? So the Karen Ora assumes that it is just Derech Agav Grara, because there's no real Chiddush. Right? Nira to Bahani Tarti, when it comes to Nashim and Akum, Leka Rabusa, V'yagav Chashvinu, to make it Hezel Achalik, be Nashim le'anashim. Good. So there might be a reason for Chilik, but there is an interesting Tosefta. There's a Tosefta in Meseches Zvachim. If you look in the Tosefta, it's called Meseches Karbanos. As we know, the Tosefta is called the Tosefta Karbanos. So when the Mikdash Dovin quotes this at the end of Siman Lamed Beis, he quotes this from the Tosefta in Karbanos and Peragyud. The Tosefta says, Minchas Ha'ish Kodem LeMinchas Ha'isha. Somebody has, a Kohen has two Minchas to bring, so the Minchas Ha'ish goes first. Question is, why does the mincha go first? So that's the Mikdash Davis Chakira. Is it because there's something inherently more kadosh about a minchas ish more than a minchas isha? Or the karban is exactly the same. It's just that the gavra, there are certain halachas that ish kodem l'isha, just like there are certain halachas that isha kodem l'ish. If you look at the Mishnais and the end of Maseches Harios, talks all about, if you remember, the different halachas, when does a man go first, when does a woman go first. So that's his question. Is it about the karban or about the gavra? Yesh la'ayin. Imze gam kein bechlal mikudash. We know the mikudash goes first, kol mikudash b'chaveiro kodem es chaveiro, the Mishnah in Zvachim. The karban sibur mikudash tvei mi karban yachid, v'chein minchas ha'ish l'minchas ha'isha. Is it because of the inherent karban? Oh, ze rak de tzibur kodem liyachid. Or is it about, it's about the people. The tzibur goes before yachid, v'chein ish kodem liyisha. Right, kid abidah b'mastis in daharios. Im kein, zorach lachar of karbano, kodem. De lechora, ma mikudash minchas ha'isha, ozim minchas ha'isha. Because if you think about it, pashtus, saying the former is very difficult. Why would the mincha of a man be more kodesh than the mincha of a woman? A mincha is a mincha. Elch mikom ach mikom makom near the zegam kein bechlam makudish. Says the Mikdash Tovet, I'm not sure why, but from our Mishnah, it seems like it's another category. The fact that it says minchas nashim, the Karen Ora says it's lav dafka. But the fact that it's a separate category here, for whatever reason, says the Mikdash David, he gets the impression that it is more Mikudash. Mincha Sa'isha, he min mincha acheres. Mi mincha Sa'ish, as it says here. Umeduktak nami lashana Tosefta. And then if you look in the Tosefta, I think it's Meduyak, that it's mincha Sa'ish, kodin le mincha Sa'isha. Does not say karbana ish. Right, it's something about a mincha, right? Not v'chein nir l'anias daiti. That's what he suggests. Even though we find karban nashim too, but that's what he says. It's only a din of mincha. If you look in the Rambam quotes this halacha in Hilchas Tmidim in Perek Tes Halacha Yud. The Rambam quotes this Tosefta and says mincha seish kodim l'mincha seisha, mincha schitim kodim l'mincha seorim, mincha schotik kodim l'mincha sedava. All of the halachas of Kodem. If you look in the Radvaz there, the Radvaz argues on this Mikdash David. He assumes it is not Dafka Mincha. Umistavra dehu adin lekol shar karbanos. Pashas all other karbanos. But what does he quote? He quotes the Mishnah in Harios, which, as the Mikdash David used, reflects that it's not about inherently in the karban. Right? It's something about the gavra. For some reason, we'd bring a man's karban before we bring a woman's karban. But that he says, but if I'm right, that applies to all karbanos, why does the dafka say mincha? Listi stam karbanos, hish kod bin le karbanos ha'isha, v'yesh lomer denokat mincha l'rabusa. Maybe it's even a chiddush, even mincha, kigot shayi lefadav minchas ish u'minchas sota. The chiddush is, what if the Kohen has two karbanos to bring, and one is a karban al-chait of an isha minchas sota? So sakat adachamina delicted minchas sota lefishi ba'ala hatol shalom ben ish l'ishto. You might think in that case that you bring dafka the minchas sota first because it's hatol shalom kamash malan de la olam minchas ish kodem. Even minchas ish is kodem. That's why the Radvaz says it. But either way, machlokas achron and Mikdash David and the Radvaz. The Radvaz already reshown on the border, right? Whether it is lav dafka or dafka, the halacha in the Tosefta. Okay. Either way, these are the types of mincha that have shemen and lavona. Next, minchas nesachim. What about the mincha that are brought with the old, the shlamim as nesachim, tun and shemen, vein tun and lavona? There's no source that those need lavona, and therefore it's only oil. Oil is brought, oil and flour. Lechem hapanim, ton lavona, vein ton shemen. What about the lechem hapanim, the breads on the shulchan? So that's lavona and not shemen. As we know, it's the bazichi lavona, that are placed on the shulchan and they're burned before the lechem apanim is able to be eaten. And ve'in ton shemet, there's no oil that is brought with them. Shtei halechem, brought on chag ha-shavuos, u'minchas chotei, u'minchas kinaos, ein t'unin lo shemet v'lo levona, for different reasons. As we know, minchas chotei and kinaos we had earlier, it's ein obedin that these karbanos should be mehudar, chote and kinos, ein to lo shemet v'lo levona. While the shtei halechem, right, that of course is for a different reason. That's a karban sibur, and that is shel chametz, right? Those are all different. A number of times minchas kinos came up, and I think each time I ran out of time, and I didn't get to say over the Rabbi Yaakov. Again, we mentioned it in the past, but it should be mentioned every couple of months whenever minchas kinos comes up. That's Rabbi Yaakov in Parshas Naso in the Emes LeYaakov, where he discusses why is it that we have this carbon sota. It appears that it's not so pleasant. It obviously is not pleasant, but the Rabbi Yaakov turns it on its head exactly how we're supposed to appreciate the carbon of a sota. Nira, says Rabbi Yaakov, hatam shetzricha torah kol parsha azos. What is this that the special type of carbon that the woman has to be brought isn't, you might say, even Rachmana Litzlan, if you want to use the word abusive. You know, the Torah is never chas v'shalom. But what is? Why does a woman have to go through this? And why does the man demand such a thing? Right? It seems like it's ruining shalom bayis, not bringing shalom bayis. Says Rabbi Yaakov, you have to remember, we're starting off with the woman acting promiscuously. We're talking about a woman who the husband has chashos that she is doing something, and even after being warned, she's misyachedes. She has yichud with the man that the husband suspects her from being with. So this woman is not acting appropriately. Again, if a man acts inappropriately, it's also obviously very inappropriate. They're just different halachas in terms of the Isser Labayla and Isser Laboel and a man being able to marry more than one woman for technical reasons. But either way, the woman in this case is acting inappropriately. And the question is, says Rabbi Yaakov, how will we ever fix this marriage? The man, even if the woman says nothing happened in the room, how would we ever know, how would the man ever be able to comfortably assume that she's telling the truth? And know that she's being honest. Sheteva ha'adam hu, shim nichnas belibo eze michshad al ishto. If a man ever has any concern about his wife, shuv lo yetzi asavim milibo la'olam, he'll always have this chshad. Ella imkein, unless, what's the only way? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvodo v'atzmo would come and say nothing happened. That's the only way. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself would say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyacho b'chvodo v'atzmo mavtiach lo shamnam hi tehora. V'yaf api and even though you usually need two edim, become makom afilu mishma habal mishnei edim. In this type of case, even if two edim come and say, you know, nothing happened, I don't know if the Baal, you know, the Rambam writes in Ochuz Yisodi Torah, why do we believe two edim? Gzeras Hakasev. Do we know if they're telling the truth or not? We don't know, but the Torah says, Gzeras Hakasev. You have to believe two edim. Is that the ultimate birur? Maybe, but maybe not. When it comes to this type of circumstance, maybe the husband will still not believe. To the emotions and feelings of the husband, even to Eidim won't help. What's the only way? If Hashem himself comes. So that's exactly what happens here. This special nace, the Ramban points out, the only time in Halacha that we are so mech on a nace is by the Mesota. The Nimsa, she is so parsha sota, eino lahanish es chota, ela adaraba, lahaftiach, sha zakait, tia zakait, gambe ne baila, bali shum pikpo klal. And that's what the Gemara says at the end of Chulin, Godol Hashalom, shebeinish lishto, sheyamr Torah, shvotakash brachot, shechta bektusha, yimoche elamayim, etc. So that's the godless, the beautiful thought of Rabbi Yaakov in terms of explaining the minchas kinaos and the carbon and the process of sota that is mentioned here. Good, back to the Gemara. So we have these four categories of carbonates. Mincha, veni both, veni neither, one or the other. Amar Rav Papa. Says the Gemara, Rav Papa says, kol hecha ditznan eser, ditznan. Wherever you have a list of a lot of carbonates, mincha, they're all 10. Lafuki mi the Rabbi Shimon. And this goes against, our mission is against Rabbi Shimon, da amar mechza chalos mechza rakikin. Yavi, against Rabbi Shimon, who says, Shimon says later on that if somebody promises to bring a minchas ma'afeh, they don't have to pick and choose either chalos or rikikin. They could bring half chalos and half rikikin. So the Mishnah is against that, because the Mishnah has a list of 10. According to him, maybe it will be 11. Kamash Balan, delo. Kamash Balan, the Mishnah is not like him. Rashi really here has two pshatim. What does it mean, 10? I just explained it according to one of the pshatim. That is, there are 10 listed here. According to Rabbi Shimon, there would be 11, because you could bring all chalos, all rikikin, or half chalos and half rikikin. That would be number 11 category. But Rashi in the other day says, oh, no, it's not referring to the list, 10 on the list. It's referring to each of these would be split up into 10 chalos. Each of these would be split up into 10 chalos, and Rabbi Shimon argues, because you could have a case where you have 5 and 5. So the two pshatim that Rashi brings, how to explain this issue of 10. Good. Tan Rabbanan, v'nasata alei ha-shemen, you shall put on the carbon ha-omer, shemen, v'lo alechem ha-panim shemen, and you don't put on the lechem ha-panim shemen, right, only on the carbon ha-omer and not on the lechem ha-panim, right, that's what we darshan. There's no shemen on the lechem ha-panim, as the Mishnah said. Sheyachol, because I would have thought that you should. V'halo dinu. It's appropriate to put oil on the lechem upon him. Ma minchas nesachim. She'ena tu'una lavona tu'una shemen. Minchas nesachim, which does not get lavona, and yet has shemen, right? Nesachim has shemen, and so less. Lechem upon him sheton lavona, eno din sheton shemen. Lechem upon him, which has lavona, right? Hanging in the bazichin. So then eno din, surely, it should require shemen. Tamalomar alecha. Alecha shemen, velo alechem upon him shemen. So, xeris hakasiv, even though we might say it should have, it does not have. Visamta aleha lavona, the next phrase, right, and put on it, on the omer, lavona, aleha lavona, v'lo minchas nesachim lavona. Just like we had a drasha to exclude shemen from the lechem upon him, now we have a drasha to exclude lavona from the minchas nesachim. Sheyachol, because again, I might have thought that it should apply. Follow dinu. Uma lechem hapanim she'ena ton shemen ton lavona. Lechem hapanim, which does not have shemen, which we just explained why. Right, because of the pasuk. Ton lavona, minchas desachem, shetuna shemen, adishetuna lavona. Surely need all three. Tamalomar aleha, aleha lavona, v'lo minchas desachem lavona. So we darshan each of those alehas to exclude lechem hapanim, to exclude minchas desachem for one of those ingredients. Mincha, larabos, minchas shmini, lalavona. Mincha includes the mincha shmini, the mincha that brought on the shmini lemiluim in the Chanukah Samishkan lalavona, so that mincha gets lavona also. The Sfasemis here wonders, why do we need a drasha for that? Isn't that a halacha l'sha'a? Right, we don't have to know that. A hilchas al mashicha, or just to know, he explains, Moshe Rabbeinu used this drasha. Okay, he, the next word, lahotzi shtei alechem, shlo yitanu lo shemen v'lo lavona. He excludes shtei alechem, the other carbon sibur, right, we had already lechem upon him and minchas asachem of a yachid, so we have shtei alechem, it shouldn't need either. Lo yitanu lo shemen v'lo lavona. Period. And again, when we say it does not need, then it usually means it's usher to add it, because the ingredients that we have are the basic ingredients, and that's all that one is allowed to have. Period. So Amar Mar, now let's talk about this brisa a little more. Amar Mar, aleha shemen, v'lo alechem aponim shemen, the lechem aponim doesn't get shemen, ema aleha shemen, v'lo aminchas kohanim shemen. Maybe we shouldn't exclude lechem aponim, maybe we should exclude minchas kohanim. Why dafka do we exclude the lechem aponim? Mistavra minchas kohanim havelel rabuye. No, it's better to include minchas kohanim. To compare it to Omer. Why? Shekain, it's similar in all of these ways. Shekain, Isaron, it's the same shear. It is Isaron of oil, of flour. Kli, it has a Kli. You use a Kli. Chutz, and it is, the halacha is that it's the avoda is done bachutz. Right, all of these Rashi quotes, right, all the malachas require a kli to bake it in. Lechem apanim is excluded because it's made in an oven, a tano, which is not the same kli in the regular way. Chutz, what is chutz? All the malachas are avodes bachutz, right, the ones that are being spoken about here, the omer and the kohanim, excluding lechem apanim, which its sidur is in the heichal. Vitzura, and it is nifsal when you leave it over under the lechem aponim, which we know it stays over. Dafka, omei Shabbos l'Shabbos, right? That was the nace that we mentioned earlier. If you remember way back on daf chaf ches or so, or chaf tes, where we say when you take it off, Hilukokasiduro, Chaf Tesamat Aleph, Nes Gadol Nasa Walechem Apanim, Silukokasiduro. It stays on for a week, and not only does it stay on, and it's not Nifsal with Lina, but it stays fresh. Shenemar, the Pasuk in Shmuel Aleph, Lasum Lechem Cham, Biyomi Lacho. And we use that to explain that that's why the Shulchan might be Mekabel Tumah, because we pick it up and we move it. So that's Tzura. Tzura, you're allowed to leave it over, and it does not become Nifsal. That's different than normal Karbanis Mincha. Hagasha, and we require, all Menachas are required to be brought close to the Mizbeach, as we'll see soon. And the Lechem HaPanim does not eat Hagasha. You just take him off, and the Kohanim are able to eat it after the Haktara Sabazichin. Ve'ishim, all Menachos, there's something from their guf. Not just mimenu, as we had yesterday, something from their guf that gets burned. The Minchas HaOmer has kemitza done, as we'll see. Minchas Kohanim is totally burned on the Mizbeach. Lechem HaPanim, nothing. Right, the Bazichin, the Lavona, but that's not migufan. So that's why we would rather include, Minchas Kohanim and not exclude. We exclude the Lechem HaPanim, and we include Minchas Kohanim. Says the Gemara Adarava, Lechem HaPanim Avalei Rebuye. No, maybe just the opposite. We should include Lechem HaPanim more than Minchas Kohanim. Why shekein Tzibura? Lechem HaPanim is like Omer, in that they're both Karban Tzibur's, right? Unlike a Minchas Kohanim, which is a Yachid. Remember, a Mincha can only be brought by a Yachid or by a Tzibur. Cannot be brought by Shutfis, but this is Yachid. Chova, they both are Chova to be brought. Tamya, and they're even brought bituma. The Omer, the Shtialech, and the Lechem HaPanim are Chovos, and they're all brought bituma. De'achil, they are eaten, unlike the Minchas Kohen, which is Khalil Taktar. Pigula, they are subject to Pigul, right? The Shiare HaOmer, Rashi explains, Pigul is no egg because the Komitz is matur them. The Lechem HaPanim, the Bazichin is matur them, but the Minchas Kohenim, it's totally burnt. There's no pigle. There's no matir, right? Davar sheyesh lo matir, as we know, is required for pigle. Bishabson, it's even brought on Shabbos. Question mark. So maybe you should include Lechem HaPanim and exclude Minchas Kohenim. Answer, Mistavra Nefesh. Nefesh, what's Mistavra Nefesh? Because, as Rashi said up above, on the fourth line on top, Nefesh means we compare all carbonates to each other in each Shemen Lavona, unless otherwise told, and therefore we include the Menachas Kohanim, which is also included in the category of Nefesh. There is a difficult Rashi. Rashi says here, what does it mean, Mishasa? We would have thought, what did I think, that it's Docha Shabbos, all the Malachas that have to do with the Lechem HaPanim are also Docha Shabbos, just like the Karbana Omer. But if you look in Rashi, Rashi says, Bishabsa, fifth to last line, De Omer Karav Afilu Bishabis. Okay, so far so good. The Omer is brought even on Shabbos. Kedamar Perakar Bishmael. Velechem Apanim Siduro Bishabis. And the Lechem Apanim is put on the Shulchan on Shabbos. Siduro Bishabis. Ask the Achronim, ask the Rishash. What malach is that? What malach is being Misader, the Lechem Apanim, on the Shulchan, right? You're just putting it on. Yes, building. The Gemara talks about in Masechta Shabbos, maybe about building the Shulchan with the poles and putting in the poles, taking out the poles. Maybe that's Binyan. But the Sidur of the Lechem HaPanim shouldn't make a difference, right? And that's a little difficult. That's Rashi. Lechem HaPanim, Sidur B'Shabbos. B'Sidur says the Rishash Lechem Halacha. Yosar Avalei Lefarish Al Haktaras Bazichin. B'Shas Siluko Shedoche Es HaShabbos. Just the Rishash's Ha'ara. So how do you have to answer that? So if you look in the Ola Shlomo, Reb Shlomo Lipschitz, he suggests that maybe it's not really saying a Chumrah or a Kula here, it's just saying a difference. Says the Ola Shlomo, Leni is Daiti Nire She'ein Kavanaso, Rashi. Ein Kavanaso Lomar Didachi Shabbos. Ella Ditravayu Ba'in B'Shabbos. That's what it means. It's not that they're Doche. Right, and that's what Rashi says. The Sidur, the Avoda, it's done. You switch it on Shabbos. So Lechem HaPanim Ba B'Shabbos. Kabo Omer Shekar B'Shabbos. Lafuki Minchas Kohanim De'ena Ba B'Shabbos Klal. They are not brought on Shabbos at all. V'yaf Delav Chumrahu Hachalam Mishem Chumrah V'kula Asiyala Da'chashiv Da'achil. Delav Chumrahu. Also, it's eaten. That's not a Chumrah. Da'adarabah Haktara Chumrah Tvei. Haktara is more Chumrah. Ela De'shaveh La Omer. So it's not about better or worse, just about different or similar, and that's how you answer the Rishash's question. Right, the Lechem HaPanim, as we know, we mentioned numerous times, but again, I'm ready to mention it again, the Machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. Right, where do you put the Sidur of the Lechem HaPanim in terms of of counting it in the Minyan HaMitzvahs, right? Is it the Ramban, if you remember, in Mitzvah Lamed Gimel and elsewhere, includes all the binyanim of the Kalim, but where does he include it? Where does he include it? Says the Ramban, Ukamo Shemana Harav Masa Ha'aron Kain Bemes Timna Asiyaso Mitzvah Michlal Mitzvahs Asay Lefisha Heyoto Mitzvah Kayem Eslanu. And he quotes, let me just get next, find the key line that the Ramban discusses it. Here he has it towards the beginning of the mitzvah. He says, "V'lochein lo nimne." This is where the context of his Big Day Kahuna. If you remember, the Rambam counts a separate mitzvah, Big Day Kahuna, in Mitzvah Lamed Gimel, and the Ramban says, "No, it's just part of the Hechsher Avoda." And that's where the Ramban says, "V'lochein lo nimne anachnu asiyas hashulchan v'hamenorah v'hamizbeach mitzvah." We don't count making the Shulchan Menorah and the Mizbeach. Mipnei it's tavino lasum lechem lefnei Hashem tamid. V'tzibo osanu behechsher ha'avoda hazos shilasum oso b'shulchan. Mituar kein. V'she yisudar alav b'inyan kein. V'tzivanu, that's why. Included in the mitzvah of lechem apanim is the asiyas ha'shulchan. V'tzivanu yisbarach ba'adlakas ha'ner tam lefanav. V'sider lanu shetiyah ha'adlaka hazu b'minorah zahav b'shkala v'inyan ha'kein v'kein. As we learned earlier, right there, how do you make the menorah, and can it be gold and metal and other pieces and the different rules that what is allowed. So part of the mitzvah menorah is making the menorah. V'hinei heim tashmishei kedusha. V'lo hukshar be'enai. Hatam shekasab warav sh'amar sh'im chedek michalkei ha'mikdash. No, the Rambam says that included in va'asu li mikdash are all the mitzvos of the base, all the kalim are included. Make for a mikdash, make a menorah, make a shulchan, make a mizbeach. All that's included in vasali mikdash. The Ramban says, no, those are all included in the respective avodos that are done. Levisheina kalim chelik min abayis. Avalim shnayim mitzvos veinim akvazu azu. Umakirim abayis. Avalim bo kalim elu. It's not included in vasali mikdash because you might be able to use the kalim, right, even without a mikdash, right? You could bring karbanas even without a base of mikdash. The only one that's different and problematic, like the Ramban says, is the Aron. Because the Aron is not related to a specific avoda. And that's why it's a mitzvah miyuchedes of va'asu Aron. Because there is no mitzvah there. But again, that relates a little bit here to the lechem apanim, as we talk about that machlokes. And it gives a lot more about lechem apanim. How much is the lechem apanim in the category of mincha? This mission is important for that too. I didn't mention it, but it's obvious that we think that the Shtei HaLechem and the Lechem Apanim and the Omer, they're very unique types of minchas, which they are. And we mentioned maybe there are even differences between them. The Omer versus the Shtei HaLechem, we mentioned Rav Zhulti in the Mishnas Yavetz, is it a din of a carbon of the Yontif, or is it just a carbon that happens to be on the Yontif, on Pesach and on Shavuos? But either way, they're all carbon as mincha in a larger framework, and that's why they're all mentioned here in this Mishnah. Okay, let's continue. Amar Mar, Aleha Lavona, V'lo HaMinchas Nesachim Lavona. So we had the first Diyuk, now we're mentioning the other way. So on the Karban HaOmer, the list Lavona, and not Minchas Nesachim. So again, we say maybe there's another exclusion, right? Why do you exclude the Minchas Nesachim? Exclude Minchas Kohanim, as we just tried before. Minchas Lavona V'lo HaMinchas Nesachim Lavona, Eima Aleha Lavona V'lo HaMinchas Kohanim Lavona. Answer, Mistavra, Minchas Kohanim HaValil Rebuye. No, maybe Minchas Kohanim, one should be Marbe, Shekein, Isaron, right? It's similar to the Omer in that it's Isaron, Balul Bilug, right? It's Balul with a Lug, all the Menachas, it's enough with a Lug for Isaron. Minchas Nesachim, we had earlier, it's three Lug. Three look for the Isaron. Balul Balug. Mugash, it is brought, the Omer and all Menachas are brought to the Mizbeach and Minchas Nesachim or not, as we'll see. Biglal Etzem, they are brought for themselves. B'mahutam, the Omer and the Minchas Kohanim are brought. Biglal Atzma, the Minchas Nesachim are brought for the Zevach. And that's why you should include Minchas Kohanim. So Gemara says, Adarabah, Minchas Nesachim, Avlo the Rebuye. No, maybe Minchas Nesachim should be included. Shekein Sibura, right, it's brought even with a carbon sibur, right, it's the Nesachim are sibur, it's brought with the Tmidim, Fechova, and they have to be bring that, V'itmi, and also Dochetoma, Bishabsa. So Mistavra Nefesh, again, we include it with the same word, Nefesh, period. Mincha, the next line of the Braisa, L'rabos Minchas Shmini L'Lavona, V'ema L'Hotzi. How do you know that's to include? Maybe it's to exclude the Minchas Shmini. So, wait a minute. If you want to include it, then you know why. You need the Torah to include it. That makes sense. Because I would have thought that you shouldn't include it because that was a one-time event. How do you know that you're supposed to learn Sha'a Midoros? So that's why to include it, I understand why there's a need for that. Ela i'amrit lohotzi. If you want to say it's there to exclude Lamali, Sha'a Midoros lo yafinan. Right? Obviously you wouldn't include it. Why would you learn? They're very different. What happened one time in history is not meant to be learned out from mitzvahs, right? The definition of a mitzvah and a halacha is that it is eternal. And then the Sha'a is not eternal, right? Anything that's not eternal is not going to be counted as a mitzvah, right? And that is why Sha'a Midoros Lo Yafina. That might be some of a svar a little behind it. We just mentioned Rav Jolty. Rav Jolty has another interesting suggestion that the post can discuss. Again, a huge topic that we've touched on in the past, and that is the Rambam Shita about Rambam Shita about tshuva. The Rambam does not count, at least in certain formulations, the mitzvah of tshuva. The Rambam counts the mitzvah of vidui. The Rambam says, in the beginning of Hilchas Tshuva, when one wants to do tshuva, then there is a mitzvah to be misvada. But tshuva is just the background. Kishe ya'ase tshuva v'yashev mecheto, chayev lehisvados. Right? He does note in the Koteret, mitzvah aseachas v'yishe yashev achote mecheto v'yisvada. So he says, she yashuv. But again, he also says v'yisvada at the end, and the post can discuss this formulation in the Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph. Minchas Chinuch already asked the kasha. Why isn't there no mitzvah of tshuva? There should just be a mitzvah of vidui, not a mitzvah of tshuva. Why is there only a mitzvah of vidui? Why does the Rambam not count the mitzvah of tshuva? So many answers given. The Minchas Chinuch discusses why dafka the mitzvah of vidui. The Meshech Chachma has a beautiful pshat, maybe the most simple pshat, and that is included in every. You need a separate mitzvah of tshuva. The same Isser that told you not to do it the first time tells you not to do it the second time. You're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. So after I'm Mechal Shabbos, so I still are not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. Based on the original Isser, what, I have to do, I need a Chiddush HaTorah to do tshuva? No, every mitzvah, every Aveira has in it the concept of tshuva. It's a given. What's added? Vidui, that's something new. To have to verbalize, right, the different parts, to accept not to do it again, to accept to feel bad about it, those parts, that's something new. Okay, but the Rav Jolty writes, maybe there's another answer based connected to what we're saying here. And that is, the Torah describes at the end of the Torah in Parshas Yisavim and Parshas Vayelech that Osid b'nei Yisrael la'asos tshuva. Hashem was maftiach that at a certain time in history, whenever that time comes, we will vaday do tshuva. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised. And the Rambam quotes that in Hilchas Tshuva as well, that there will come a time, based on the Psukim at the end of the Torah, there will come a time that Bnei Yisrael will all do tshuva. So says Rav Jolty, right, in one of the pieces in the Mishnah Yavetz, if we are vaday going to do tshuva, but what do you mean? How can Hashem promise that? What's Bechir Rechavshus? Right, and Bechira Chavshis is part of the definition of every mitzvah. Right, we have Bechira to do tshuva. How can Hashem says we're vada going to do tshuva? Says Rav Jolty, maybe that's why the Rambam didn't count it. The Rambam doesn't count tshuva because there's going to come a time where we're vada going to do tshuva, and therefore it's not going to be a mitzvah at that moment. So Rambam can't count to tshuva. That's why he has to count vidui. Because vidui, there will still be Bechira Chavshis to vidui. Okay, it's a chiddush gadol, but that is part of what's behind Sha'a Midoros Lo Yafinan. The definition of a mitzvah is Doros. Sha'a is not. It's a one-time thing. And therefore, that's why I would have said Sha'a Midoros Lo Yafinan had I not included it in this halacha. Good. Says the Gemara. The next line, last line of the Braisa, Lahotzi Shtei Alechem, Shlo Yitinu Lo Shemen V'lo Lavona. Shtei Alechem doesn't have any. Right? The Shtei Alechem on Shavuos doesn't have Shemen or Lavona. Ve'em Alotzi Minchas Kohanim. Third time we're suggesting, maybe Minchas Kohanim should be excluded. Why do you exclude Shtei Alechem? Mistavre Minchas Kohanim Havalil Rebuye. We'd rather include Minchas Kohanim to compare it to the Omer. Again, Shekeni Saron, Kli, Matzah. Here we have other differences, because Shtei Alechem is Chametz. So, Matzah, so that's what binds the Omer and the Minchas Kohanim. Ve'etzem, it's brought for itself. The Shtei Alechem come with the Kivsei Atzeres. Hagasha, they're both brought to the Mizbeach. Ve'ishim, and they are something of it is burned on the Mizbeach. The Shtei Alechem is not burned. The Kivsei Atzeres, the Chelev, is burned, yes, but that's not Mimenu. That's not migufo. Adarabas, like Maris again says, maybe just the opposite. Shtei alechem avlel rebuya. You should include shtei alechem. That's more comparable to Omer. Shekein tzibur, chova, tamya, de'achil. They're both eaten. Pigula, bishabsa, matir. Right, they're both matir. The shtei alechem and the Omer. The Omer is matir. The chadash in Medina and the Shealechem is Mata the Chadash and the Mikdash. Tenufa, they both have some part of it that is waived. Ba'aretz, only from Eretz Yisrael, could you bring the Omer and the Shealechem? Bizman Chadash, and is brought at the time of the new grain. So maybe you should include Shealechem. Include Shealechem and exclude Nechas Kohanim. Answer, says Vani Nefishin, and there's even more. It's even more. Comparability and dimya between these two. Mistavra Nefesh. So again, we say no. Nefesh includes Minchas Kohanim, and that is it. That's why by each stage of the Brisa, we say maybe you should exclude Minchas Kohanim, and we say each time not. Matir, the fact that they're both Matir, the Chadash, is something, again, that has come up a number of times in the Masechta. Remember that Ramah. The Ramah and the Bacha, the most important Shittos to remember in that discussion. The Ramon Yerodea has the difficult sex feka. One has to figure out exactly what the Ramon means. The Ramon in Reish Sadi Dalid discusses the Isser of Chadash, and the Bach there discusses the Isser of Chadash, right? The Bach has the famous Heterim, and he says, don't be Malshin on all of those who were Mako. You know, that for many years, Klal Yisrael was Mako. Reish Sadi Gimel, and that's where the Ramon quotes. The Shulchan Aruch says Yisrael Chadash is Noeg Bein Ba'aretz Bein B'chutz La'aretz Bein B'shel Yisrael Bein B'shel Akum. Right, that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Basically, we're showing him it's clear it applies always. And then the Shulchan Aruch says Tfuah Shlovish Risha Kodim L'Tezayim B'Nisan Asura Ashayavo HaOmer Haba. Right, the key is the 16th day of Nisan. If it didn't take root before the 16th, you have to wait for the following year. Umikol Makom says the Rama Kol Stam Tfuah Shari Lachara Pesach. But if you have any stam tfua that you don't know about, then it's mutter. You're the mutter, you don't know if it's chadash or it's mutter after Pesach. Why? Mikoach svek sveka. Mikoach the svek sveka. What's the svek sveka? Safek hi mishana shavra. Maybe it's this year's grain, maybe it's last year's grain. And therefore, if it's last year's grain, then it's mutter. Vim tifsalomar mishana zu. And even if it's this year's grain, so it should be yasser, mikomakom dilma nishra shakodama omer. Maybe it took root before this year's omer. And therefore, mimanafshach, it is mutter, right? And that is the Ramah quoting the Tur, quoting the Rush. Very difficult because the Poskim, the Shach, and others talk about, isn't this really one suffix? Is it before this year's Omer, or is it after this year's Omer? What do you mean? Maybe it's last year's, and maybe it took root before this year's. It's the same suffix. It's one suffix. That is a very difficult Ramah to figure out. There are other rayas. The Bach says he's mastig the minug, and there are different stories about poskim that are going to come aser. Again, the minug bisman azem, more and more people being makban a chadash because it's mamish a mafurish din in the Gemara and the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. But again, it's interesting discussion, even historically, how people were in makbid, and now Baruch Hashem, more and more people are being makbid on chadash. And to say that we don't know, and there are many ways to find out bisman azem. Okay, either way, that's just a couple of sources. Next Mishnah. V'chayav al Hashem b'fnei atzmo, v'chayav al Avona b'fnei atzmo. And if one, now we're back to Minchas Chote, the last Mishnah, the last category, the previous Mishnah, was by Minchas Chote, there's no Shemen, there's a Lavona. You're not allowed to put anything on it. And there's an Isser. And it says the Mishnah, you're chayav on each one by itself. You're chayav on the Shemen b'fnei atzmo, and on the Lavona b'fnei atzmo. Ask the Karen Ora. Obviously, right, there are two separate Isurim. Why would I have thought otherwise? Why would I have thought that you're not chayev on both Bifnei Atzmos? So it says the Karen Ora, Nira the Tzorach l'ashmi'inan, Tiafak av the Tarti Lavik Sivi, Lo Yitin, Lo Yosim, Mishum Dahava Mino Dino Chayev Ella al Shnehem. I would have thought that you're only chayev if you do both. V'hadik Sivi Tre Lavi, but it says two Lavim, maybe that's only because they have different Shi'urim. Right, Shemen you're chayev with a kol shehu, Lavona you're only chayev with a kezayis. Maybe that's why there are two lavim mentioned. But I would have thought maybe you need both of them. But kamash malan, that's the chiddush of our mishnah. The Mari Kirkus has another suggestion. Maybe I would have thought that it's kfar nifsal. Once you put one of these ingredients in, then you can't be chayev for the next one because it's already a mincha nifsala. Kamash malan, you can if you add both. Nothing unless shemen pasla, right? It relates to the next line of the Mishnah. If you put the oil on, then it becomes pasla. Minchas Chinuch says, but if it's only in one spot and you take that area off, then it could be okay. Could be okay the rest of it as long as you change it. Okay. Nothing unless shemen pasla. Lavona. We'll get to the Gemara. What about if you put on the lavona? Right, is that posel it? We'll see. Nonetheless, Shem Pasla, Lavona, Yilketena, Lavona, you can just take it off because there's no absorption at all. By the oil, there's absorption. So it's nothing to do. So you have to like take off part of it, like the Menachas Chinuch just said in Kufcha Vav Yud, right? You have to take off part of it. Lavona, you have to take off some of the solace. Lavona, you don't have to. If it's possible, you can just remove the particles of the Lavona, and it would be okay. Not since Shemen al Shireh, you know, over below Saseh, you put Shemen on its Shirayim, you don't violate the low Saseh of adding oil. Sounds like the Sfasemes, the others say, it sounds like there's an Isser Lachachila, though, to put it on. Since you don't violate the low Saseh. But Pashtus, it is not allowed. So why wouldn't it be allowed? What would be the source? That's the Sfasemes' discussion here. Couple of suggestions why it wouldn't be allowed. The Efshar, since the Torah says, Ki chatas hi v'lo ye karbano muhudar. So even when a kohen eats it, the carbon shouldn't be muhudar. Or maybe midar rabbanan gzeira, you'll do it before kmitza. Or mimidas derech eretz. The chiluk gavoa is chareva. So the chiluk of the kohanim shouldn't be muhudaris. Right, three suggestions the Sfasemes gives for the Isser. Why would it be Usser, even though it's not the full lo saseh? Nothan kli agave kli, lo pasla. What if you put some oil in a kli, and then you put that kli into the kli that's only in the mincha, so that does not pasla it. Rashi here, Dafka says, minchas chote. And the Tosfos Yontif says, the same thing by minchas kenos. Even the previous Mishnah mentioned both, only by minchas Rashi is huadin. Says a beautiful har of the cheshik Shlomo. Hey, Shlomo here in the back, or Shlomo Vilna says, no, maybe Rashi is meduyak. Right, dafka, the minchas chote, because there's a difference between lo yitzok and lo yasim. Right, by the minchas sota, it says lo yitzok, so but for sure, there's no problem if you just put in the kli. Here it says lo yasim. So by lo yasim, so you would have to maybe even in a kli, it would be a problem. Kamashmalan, that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. But he says that's why Rashi is meduya. Good. There's a sheet of the Rambam, but let's first continue. Tan Rabbanan lo yasim aleha shemen. You shouldn't put shemen on it. V'im sam pasal. And if you put shemen on it, pasal. Yachal lo yitin alav lavona v'limasa pasal. You might think that lavona also pasal. The tamalomar ki chatas. Right, ki chatos, it's still called a chatos even if you put something on it. Yochalach b'shemen, you might think even b'shemen, it's not nifsal yet. Havalomar hi, umar reason lives all b'shemen l'achshu b'levona. Why do we pasal shemen and machshu l'levona? Pasal ni b'shemen, shiyef shalakto, as we explained. I pasal shemen because it's impossible to be malakited, right? It was absorbed. Again, you have to, if you remove that part of it, fine. Umachshu ni b'levona, shiyef shalakto. It is possible to remove. And therefore, it is okay. The Rambam in Maaser Karbanos in Yud Beis Ches adds in one word, and that's what all the Achronim discuss. That the Rambam seems to have a different understanding of this Isser. Again, in Maaser Karbanos Yud Beis Ches, the Rambam says, "Nasan." If you're talking about the Shemen and the Lavona Isser, "Nasan v'hikriv loke al Shemen b'fneatzpo al Lavona b'fneatzpo." Wow. So, Nasan Vehikriv. The Rambam adds in that word Vehikriv. You have to be makrivit, meaning if you put it on right away, it's not, you're not chayiv. Says the Radvaz, Delo al hanesina mechayiv. Heichit, ela al ha'akrava. Only on the hakrava, not on the nesina. The question is, A, where did the Rambam get this from? And, B, what's his svara? Says the Sfasemes, I understand Lavona. That you're not going to be chayev till you're makrivit, because up until that point, you can really remove it. So it's not considered fully connected. But when it comes to the shemen, why? It says, mash with the kosher liquor potter, v'ani yodei minayin lo. But mefarshim lo amdu bazeh, bilavona efshar svaras anachona. Tekiva diyachal alakto ain't svara l'chayevo b'nesina ba'alma. Rakesh hikter akomets kodim silog alavona. Maybe he says, once that's true by lavona, then who adin by shemen? But it's more difficult. It's more difficult, he says. Maybe the Ar Sameach here says, maybe you're only chayiv on the hakrava. That's the real. The nesina is just the tnai, right? L'may nafkamina. What if one coin does the nesina and one coin does the hakrava? Right? Others say that the Sefer HaChinuch, the Evan Azal, says, look in the Sefer HaChinuch. The Sefer HaChinuch says that only a coin could violate this Isser. Not a czar. Ask the Menachas Chinuch, why? Yitzika is kshir bizar. A czar is allowed to put oil, right? Only he can't be makrivit. So maybe that's connected to the sheet of the Rambam. If the Isser is not just the Nasan, but the Hikriv, that's only by a Kohen. only a Kohen could do the Avodah. So maybe that Chinuch is connected to the Rambam. Also, if you look in the formulations of the mitzvos in Sefer HaMitzvos, one has to do the research to put it all together. If you look at Mitzvah Kuf Beis, that's the Isra of putting oil, the Rambam says, Ve'im Sam Ole HaShemen Loke. And if you look in the one by Mitzvah Kuf Gimel, that's B'makriv Minchas Chote with Lavona, and there, the Rambam does not say that. The Rambam says, Yirano Me Hikriv Kover Minchas Chote B'Lavona. He says Hikriv. But it does not mean some Allah Lavona. Oh, he says it there too. Vim some Allah Lavona Loke. If you put Lavona there, Yotze. Mitzvah Kuf Dalet. His Iranu mi Bolul Minchasota B'Shemen Zayis. Right? Mi Belim Hikriva B'Shemen Loke. So when it comes by putting Shemen Zayis in the Minchasota, he says if you put the oil in your Loke. If you have it by the mixing in by the Minchas Knos, he says if you makriv it b'shemen. So you got to figure out, but we have to put all these rams together to try to get a clear answer what he says about the Sima or the Akrava, but clearly in Maisa Karbanas, he says it's the Akrava. Period. What if you put Lavona that is very finely ground, which is basically impossible to remove? Mishum de efshalakta vahalo efshalakta is Lavona, does it not possible right away because you're able to remove it, and here you're unable to remove it. Odilum, Mishum de lo mivla, vahanami lo mivla, or does it go by absorption? And this is not absorbed, so it should be kosher. So Tashma, let's try to answer. Ulavona yilkatena. The Mishnah says, seems like it's based on gathering. So Dilma chadav od kamar, no, maybe it means it can be gathered, and even if it can't, it's the issue is absorption. Chada de lo mivla, number one, it's not absorbed, and that's why it's kosher. Oh, dil katana, and also you could remove it. Tashma, with a brisa, macha ni belavona shev shalalota. Hachanami chada v'ot ka'amar. Okay, so we could add in some words. My havi alas, what do we paskin on? Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Tanya, minchas chote, minchas kano, shenasin ala lavona. If you put the lavona on it, malakit is the lavona v'kshera. You can remove it in this kasher. V'im ad shel aliki lavonas achishiv alah. If you had a machshavas, a problematic machshava before you remove the lavona, be'chutz hazmanu be'chutz lamkomo, pasul v'im bakaris. A machshavas pigel does not work before you remove the lavona. What does that show? Before you took off the lavona, you were posel the carbon. V'im mishalike lavonas achishiv alah chutz lamkomo, pasul v'im bakaris. Chutz hazmanu pigel v'chayiv alah karis. But a machshava can work after you removed it. So it's a raya that you have to remove it. If you don't remove it, apostles, period. V'teve pach, v'may pasal machshava dichuyu. 1 second. So what about if you added a ton of oil? Teve pach, let this be, the lavona shouldn't be any better than just adding other oil. And if you add a ton of oil, you just made this not a karei mincha. So why should a machshava do anything, even in the time of psul? V'may pasal machshava dichuyu. Right, we say as until you remove the lavona, it's still pasals. Right, it's not pigle, but it's still possible, the machshava. But why, asked the Gemara? It should be just adding a lot of oil. You ruin this carbon. And it should be dichui. Dichuyu. Rashi, v'lo tachol aleha machshavas psul klal. So Gemara has two answers. Amar abaya, chatas kaya rachmana. The favors, the Gemara calls it chatas, even after you ruined it. Rava amar hamani chanana mitzrihu. Maybe this is like the sheet of chanana mitzri, the lesley dechuyin, who does not hold of the principle of dichuy. The Tanya, he says by Yom Kippur, chanana mitzri omer, afilu dam bakos. Even if you have one seir that you're sending out lazazel and one lashem, you have the dam of lashem in a cup and then the seir lazazel dies, just bring one more. Maybe chadeir shalob agrola mazaviglo. You don't have to do another agrola. So therefore, you see, he doesn't know the vichui, because this one wasn't nidche, even though it's per dai. Third answer, Rav Ashi Amar, kol shebiyodo lo havi dichui. Anything that you could fix right now, you could fix it, you could remove the lavona, that's not called dichui. Right, usually I believe in dichui, but here it's not dichui, because it's biyodo. And Amar Ravada, chavasi de Rav Ashi Mistafa, I like that last answer. Then why? Demand the Shabbos like this, like dichui and Rabbi Yehuda, he, Rabbi Yehuda holds up the concept of dichui, titznan, he argues on that sheet of Chanana Mitzri, vodam Rabbi Yehuda, nishpach adam, yamusa mishtaleach, meisa mishtaleach, kishavach adam. Right, he argues that if the mishtaleach dies, then you have to get a new pair. So he holds the principle of dichui, and yet, vilu hecha de biyado, and yet, if it's biyado, Tanya, we learned in the Brayser, Rabbi Yehuda omer, kosay mamali midamata robes, when you have all the blood on the floor by the Karan Pesach, you just pick up some from the mixture, vizarkos rika achas kedegara yisod, and your zorik gets rika achas kedegara yisod, so you see, he doesn't hold of dichui there. What do you mean? He holds of dichui. The answer is, because that's biyado to pick up at any moment, so that's why you see it is not a problem. Biyado gets out of the problem of of Dichli. Okay, again, there's a lot more relating to the issues of Shemen and Lavona, and I mentioned the Chinuch in Kuf Chafei about the Isser only by the Kohanim, and then the Menachas Tinuch's problem, and the Yerushalmiyah defending that and connecting that to the Sheet of the Rambam. Again, there's a lot more here, but we'll have to stop. Again, B'ez Hashem, next year will be put up from the last cycle. I'm not unable to give tomorrow's, and B'ez Hashem, we will pick up after that. Okay, we'll stop here as we get into Daf Samach next time, into the 60s of Meseches Menachos.